Back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Have you heard? The Mercer County High School Scholastic Bowl team is 22-1 this season. I know we talked to Max Santiago last year as a junior, now a senior. He was an all-stater from the Illinois Scholastic Bowl Coaches Association. And the Golden Eagles are really putting together quite a season. So tell us a little bit about this 2019-2020 campaign. Is the Mercer County Golden Eagle Scholastic Bowl team on a mission this year?
Yeah, I guess you could say we're on a mission. After we lost at regionals last year, that was obviously really heartbreaking. We were the one seed. We were expected to go to sectionals, possibly state, and to have it end in regionals was definitely not what we wanted. So our motto this year is unfinished business, because we want to get back to sectionals and hopefully state, but we're just trying to take it one game at a time at this point.
Yeah, and you're 22-0 in the state of Illinois, right? Your only loss is to Davenport Central out of the Metro Quad City. So I would assume, is there, like, in terms of how the competition is set up, the activity set up, when you're 22-0, there must be pretty good balance on the roster in terms of different kids on that team have maybe a specialized interest or knowledge in some area where the equation is kind of working well for you. The stars are aligned right, I guess, or you've been dealt the right hand of cards. Is that kind of how it works?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot more balance on this year's team than last year's team. People are putting in work to get better and increase their knowledge of certain things. And in general, they're just not afraid to speak up anymore and buzzing for an answer, give somebody else an answer that could be the right answer.
All right, so I look at the schedule. We were talking a little bit off the air. Again, speaking with Max Santiago, a senior Scholastic Bowler for Mercer County. There's a local tournament this weekend, right, Saturday?
Yep.
So if people want to see what Scholastic Bowl is all about, and if they hear this Scholastic Bowl prodigy, the truth is about Maxwell Santiago, you can go down and see firsthand down at Mercer County High School. Then the 15th. Yeah, that's March, or is that February?
February
15th is the Masonic Sectional.
Correct.
That's held where at?
Genesee,
that's a big event. They score that a little bit different than the IHSA competition. Then March 9th is the start of the postseason, and Mercer County hosts the regional. So what kind of is the focus now between some of those dates and kind of getting ready for the postseason? Because it'd be pretty cool if Mercer County High School got to state in the Scholastic Bowl, which is held at the Peoria Civic Center.
Yeah, so for example, regarding our tournament this weekend on Saturday, there's a certain format that we use where we go through all of the bonuses at one time in our tournament. That was the old style, per se, of the IHSA, but we still do it at our tournament. And in practice this week, we've been doing it that style, contrasted with the normal you only get one bonus at a time style that we usually do.
All right, so tell me, this year, what's been the most impressive question you've asked this or answered, I should say, this year? Is there something that really stands out? Or somebody on the team that answered something? I mean, you guys have been scoring so many points that it looks like you've been answering about every question. Has there any that stood out where it's like, yeah, fist pump, I got that?
Yeah, there's definitely been a couple where I've been proud I've gotten one because I've possibly missed it in the past, but nothing really specific stands out to me.
All right, so let's play Mock Scholastic Bowl. So you ask like a toss-up question.
Okay.
A sports one. Let's go sports.
All right.
I'm only good in sports and pop culture. You wouldn't want that. You may be. But one time I went to Scholastic Bowl practice like about 3 or 4 years ago, and they actually asked a toss-up question. This is a true story, Max, and I got it right. Nobody else in the room got it.
All right, here's the question. What is the designated area where relief pitchers warm up at in a baseball game? Jim Taylor, Allman High School.
Bullpen.
That is correct.
Yeah, toss up. We're going to win this thing. All right. So, I've seen some, I know Eli Kelly. You know Eli Kelly here. He's my favorite, like, coworker here at WMJ, by the way. So, I mean, it's awesome. It's a lot of smart kids. I get that. But the personality and the enjoyment that you guys get playing, you know, it's like a group I'd like to hang around with. You know, it's a fun time bunch, but a bunch of dudes, a bunch of girls and guys that are pretty smart. So what about kind of, I mean, this is a team concept. So what about the camaraderie of the SCO Bowlers at Mercer County.
Yeah, we have a great time always in our matches and at practice, and that primarily comes from being friends. Most of us are friends for over 5 years at least, and that definitely carries over to the matches. We like to have fun, make up silly answers sometimes when we can't come up with an answer, and like even in between matches, we're still goofing around, but in the end, we know when to get serious when it's time, but yeah, there's definitely moments of fun.
Yeah, so, and you talked about the motto this year is unfinished business.
Yep.
So is there like an area team, you know, Scholastic Bowl in terms of like this is maybe the program we need to beat, or I mean, when you look at the like the tournament trail to try to get to state, so like what is it for Mercer County? Because I assume in the Scholastic Bowl circles, they're like, man, look at the Mercer County scores. They're just destroying teams. 22-1, man, come on.
Yeah, the traditional team that's been a state power, I think they've gone to state 4 years in a row, is Riverdale. And they've always been a good team. We faced them twice and beat them twice this year, but you never know when it comes to the postseason. They beat us 2 years ago when I was a sophomore, and that gave us runner-up at sectionals. That one hurt. But hopefully we can get past them and other teams this year.
Yeah, and they're coached by a Mercer County resident who lives in Joy, Jim Campbell, a former Westmer teacher. All right, so let's segue from Scholastic Bowl. You have anything else to say about Scholastic Bowl? We cover everything pretty much or not?
Yeah, it's pretty much okay. Everything.
All right, so pep band. And I don't know if you've heard some of our interviews. It's always great when I talk to visiting coaches around the area. They say, man, like, we love coming to play games at Mercer and love sitting behind the band because they put the visiting bench right in front of the band. So you play the drums. So give us the vibe of Mercer County Pep Band. What's it like being part of that?
Yeah. So it's a lot of fun being in the Pep Band. At games, Pep Band's one of the most fun things we do all year. I think that's generally agreed on by everybody in the band. And at the games, it's no different. We love to call up songs to Mr. Ruggles that we want to play.
But, so, like, what do you want to play all the time?
I want to play Tom Sawyer.
He told me that. Now, have you guys played that this year?
We have.
All right, awesome. And, of course, everybody loves the horse. And yep. I think the fight song that we play is...
That's always a good one.
It's so awesome. So, the drums, can I use the reference in Step Brothers?
Yeah.
Do you say this to Trent Megadance, who works here at WRMJ?
I don't.
You don't say...
Admittedly, I don't.
Don't touch my drum set. You don't say that to him?
No, unfortunately.
All right. All right, we'll say that to him sometime. All right, so Maxwell Santiago, senior. He was a junior last year, all-stater from the Illinois Scholastic Bowl Association. We have a tournament in town this week hosted by Mercer County High School. So that takes place this Saturday, February the 8th. The Masonic Sectional, that's February the 15th at Geneseo High School. And then March 9th, regional play for Scholastic Bowl hosted by Mercer County. So everybody, I know, that's the other good thing. I like Kyle Caresco because he always gives us the scores of all the events so people can follow that. So 22-1, people. So follow the Mercer County Scholastic Bowlers. And Max Santiago, keep up the good work. We hope we're covering the Eagles at state this year. Nice going.
Yep, thanks for having me.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.